Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I appreciate the chat so much. I'm glad that we're live streaming now. We are on YouTube. WFAN is approaching 90,000 subscribers. Yes, we are 800 away from 90,000. And then when we get to the big 100K, which should be like, I don't know, next month, by Thanksgiving, can we, in a month, can we get WFAN's YouTube channel to 100,000? Our digital team has been grinding on that. No, you guys don't see all the shorts, all the reels that come out, all the segments from our shows that come out. This is the way. The internet. You know, you can put the video of all of our handsome hosts out there, and then that makes people want to listen to the radio all day. So, yeah, shout out to the chat, and I had to clear that up. I had to correct that. I definitely had all those Outkast albums. Wish Outkast stayed together. But anyway, speaking of Outkast, the Jets are an outcast from the NFL. They're the only team without a win. You heard a little bit from Aaron Glenn, but what I want to do right now is play the longer version, and then we will go back through like this week and what happened this week to get to where we are, and then I'll talk about the actual game. And then Jeff in Fairview, you are the first Jet fan that I'm going to talk to on the fan tonight. Stay where you are. So when Aaron Glenn was asked again about who's going to be the quarterback, it is now Friday, bro. It is now Saturday. But this clip was yesterday, Friday. Here's the full clip of Aaron Glenn talking to the media and saying why he's not going to tell them.
If there was a game today, could Tyrod Taylor physically play?
He is limited, all right, today, and he is questionable, and I like the way those guys are trending.
So are you able to tell us who's going to...
I cannot tell you that.
But is it because you don't want to, or because...
That's exactly it.
But with Tyrod's situation and question, doesn't that play into this potentially?
That's exactly why I'm not telling you, because I don't want to.
No, but I understand that, but I mean, is it partly because of the injury?
That's exactly why I'm saying it, because I don't want to.
Does the quarterback...
I don't know how many times I got to answer you that. It's not going to change.
Do the players know who the quarterback is?
Oh, that's going to be between me and the players.
Oh, my God, bro. Like, what are we doing here, AG? Like, why do you have to, like, assert your authority? You know what that reminded me of? Like, when you're young and your parents are like, because I told you so, because I said so. But no, give me a good reason for it. Because I'm your mother. That's not a good enough reason. Go to your room. Now you're grounded. Now you can't. Aaron Glenn is acting like that over a quarterback. Come on. I know. Tyrod is day-to-day with the knee. He's going to be the starter, right? We all assume he has to be after what Woody said a few days ago. Oh, yeah, well, you know, any head coach with a quarterback with that rating, what rating? There are a lot of different ratings. What rating? Madden rating? Because we all think that you're going off a Madden rating. PFF, they have a rating for quarterbacks. It's not always accurate. Jackson Dart had a low rating after what he did. QBR, passer rating, they're different. Anyway, Aaron Glenn, I think, is just like, and this is what I was saying before we learned this, that Woody hugs him every day. That's what I said in the rap. What did I say in the rap? Let me go back to my bars. I said, Woody Johnson made Aaron Glenn's job harder. He says he hugs him every day like a good father. I think the owner saying less would be a lot smarter. We don't know which QB is going to be the starter. They make a mess of everything. For what? It's not a competitive disadvantage for a team that's going to blow you out most likely. You're not holding Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Chase Brown to 13 points. You did that back-to-back weeks. I highly doubt you go to their building with Joe Flacco and hold them to 13 points. But I just feel like Aaron Glenn has this battery in his back because every day Woody hugs him and says, keep the faith, man. You're good. We're not firing you. Big ships turn slow. Everybody wants instant coffee. Come on. Like it's becoming so, like I liked AG. I wanted to believe in AG. I thought he had the right stuff. We're the freaking New York Jets and we're built for it. But this whole game, when you don't have one single win, it's hollow. We don't believe you. Like, you know what I'm saying? We don't believe you're a good coach. And this is all like shenanigans. For what? You can't beat an NFL team. You're not going to beat the media. So like taking this approach with the media and playing, because I don't want to. That's exactly why I'm not telling you, because I don't want to. It's so corny. So, like, I don't know. We'll see. But like that negative energy is not going to help the Jets win on Sunday. And you know who's going to be embarrassed after the game when he gets on the podium in front of the same media members, and whether he starts Tyrod Taylor or Justin Fields, if they're, you know, not productive, they're not scoring touchdowns again. They haven't scored in 2 weeks. Like, the questions are going to come right back at you. The eyes and the attention is going to come right back at you, coach. So the power that you think you have, you'll be powerless when you're the only 0-8 team. You'll be powerless when your offense doesn't respond, your players don't respond. You're without Garrett Wilson. You're without Sauce Gardner this week. And remind everyone, I remind everyone, even in my rap, I said it, like, they got an extra 3 days of rest. They got the mini bye. We watched Joe Flacco go out there and target Jamar Chase. Didn't he set some kind of record? I think I was reading before, Jamar Chase. Yeah. Jamar Chase set a franchise record with 16 catches in last week's win over Pittsburgh. They're going to go right back to the well. It was also his ninth career game with at least 150 receiving yards. Anything that's thrown in his vicinity, he catches. And now you don't have Sauce Gardner. It's a mess. It's a mess. And like, you would get more bees with honey than vinegar. I think my grandmother used to say something like that. Like, you're in a bad spot being the only defeated coach. Be a little nicer. Be a little friendlier. Have a little better bedside manner. Jeff is in Fairview on the Fan. Thanks for holding, Jeff.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll get to Aaron Glenn, but let me see. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's starting, but I'll tell you what I want to happen. I want to see Justin Fields play to start because the owner kicked him in the pants. I want to see how Justin Fields responds to criticism. And let's make it clear here. His career is on the line. Put up or shut up. You get rid of the ball in 3 seconds or you're going to lose your job.
Now, yeah, So this is what I'm thinking about it. I think we might see them both again. Because if Justin Fields struggles and is ineffective, he gets benched for Tyrod Taylor. If Tyrod Taylor starts and takes a couple tackles, sacks, and that knee is swelling, that knee is throbbing, and he's hobbled, Justin Fields goes in the game.
Yeah.
But no, I would like to see, and like, this is the NFL script and plot twist. Maybe I'll bet some money on Justin Fields if he does end up being the starter and his unders, like, or his totals are low as far as yardage, touchdowns. Maybe I'll sprinkle something on him because that's the plot twist in the NFL. The owner comes out and says that he can't complete a pass. The owner comes out and throws him under the bus, blames it all on him, and then he comes out and plays the best game of the season.
Yeah, I hope that's the case. Now, The offensive coordinator, he's got to do better, too. He's got to get the ball to Taylor more, Breece Hall out of the backfield. You know, the offensive coordinator has to do a better job also.
Yeah, he's shown us that he is a first-time play caller. He's shown us that this is his first time doing the big boy job, and he kind of gets stumped and stuck, and it's hard. It's hard to call plays and be effective when you don't just have playmakers and talent. It's easy to call plays when you got guys that break tackles and catch passes and scramble and make throws.
You never heard the Jets are rebuilding, but you never heard the word rebuilding from Aaron Glenn or Woody or anybody.
No, because of the roster they inherited, because of the talent on the roster, people assume that they'd be able to compete. Because Rob Saleh won 6-7 games.
Yeah.
They might win a game.
On Aaron Glenn here, he's going to Soft Fields because he wants – Soft Fields, I think. This is just my opinion. Because he wants to show everybody that he's
the boss.
Calling the shot.
That is it. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I think so, too. Right? Tyrod Taylor's day-to-day, he's limited. Both are taking reps. But Aaron Glenn, Darren Mugi, Tanner Engstrand, they decided that they didn't want Aaron Rodgers here. And the apple of their eye was Justin Fields. That's also why I was sold on Justin Fields. I'm like, they have a plan for him. Clearly not. And maybe they had a plan for him. It's not being executed. So there is a part of me, especially with AG being such a hard ass in the media, that thinks he's going to say, Justin Fields is starting. Right? And then even earlier in the week, did Woody say that? What did Woody say that makes you think he doesn't like the quarterback? Everything. So AG might just kind of try to buck the, I don't know, it's so stupid. I feel bad for Jet fans that, like, you even have to deal with this. You even have to watch and listen to, like this franchise, they can never figure it out. This franchise is so sad. They're so dumb in so many ways. And they create their own issues. They create their own problems. You had Aaron Rodgers. You're paying Aaron Rodgers right now. You could have went any direction to get another quarterback instead of Justin Fields. And if you get Justin Fields, and we all knew the issues with Justin Fields, you don't have packages of plays to exploit his strengths. You're trying to drop him back. You're trying to have this guy do three-step drop. You guys got him under center. It's just dumb. It's dumb. Carlos is in Clifton, New Jersey with us next. What's up, Los?
Hey, Keith. What's up, my brother? You know it's all love, but did they sign you to Cap-A-Lot Records? You know the G-Men are winning, right?
I don't know.
Like their rap, but
explain to me. Explain to me why the Giants are definitely beating the Eagles. They beat them once.
They haven't beat them twice since
2007.
That's why. I'm not definite, but I'm a Giants fan, so I gotta.
No,
I gotta
but you
go
should believe.
You
yeah, your Giants fans should go right. in believing you're gonna compete, and if you right. kick the ball through the uprights and Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo do what they've been doing, that you could win. But I think the Eagles, they are the defending champs, bro. Like they.
Right,
they're gonna want their get back.
Keith, on the Aaron Glenn thing, have you ever heard in any sport any coach talk the way he talked? Like,
no, not with nothing, not with no resume, not with zero wins, not with not a leg to stand on, to be so pompous, to be so arrogant towards the media. But like, that's why I said that's Woody telling him, "You're good, you're safe, screw them."
But not only that, in this day of TikTok and Facebook.
Yeah,
and,
where you
and
know
media.
All this is going to travel.
Right.
It's insane.
It's crazy. How do you treat the media? You need them on your side, especially your 0-7. You want to get them on your side. So anything that good happens, they could spin it for you. That's not going to happen. Even if you win, they're going to be like, oh, he got lucky.
He's making his job harder. That's what I said in the rap. Woody and Aaron Glenn are making his job harder. It's hard enough for them to coach the Jets and make them competent on the field. It's even harder for them when they want to go at the media.
I thought this guy was Bill Parcells when he was talking. Like, you haven't won anything. Have a good one, Keith. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Carlos. He's just setting a bad precedent. He's digging himself deeper and deeper in a hole. The first couple weeks, it was like, the facade wore off. You fooled us. You're not what we thought you were. Now we're so deep in this. We're like, this coach is learning on the job, and he thinks that it's like him versus the media, and the media is out to get us. It's always this with the Jets. That's what it was last year. I think Woody sets that precedent in there, right? I heard Rob Saleh mention, like, oh, the Giants get better coverage than we do. The Giants have their own reporters. There's obviously some overlap, but, like, there's a reason why the Giants are covered better than the Jets. They're better than the Jets. Even in a season like this where we're thinking that they have the toughest strength of schedule, they're not going to win many games, but the Jets are going to win more games than the Giants for sure. Nope. Just like you just don't have to be it's just so like nasty almost. Like, for what, bro? You're in a bad spot. You're not afforded any grace because of this. Limo driver Ed, where you been? You're in Asbury Park? That's my stomping grounds. That's where I'm from.
I know, brother. No, I'm heading down in there. My wife and my daughters, because, you know, my wife got a house.
Oh, yeah,
there.
You told me that.
Right off of Lake Ave. So I'm on my way down there, and then we got to do a little few things tomorrow. But, you know, me as a diehard fan, I gave my tickets in last year. I'm done. I'm done with
Good
the organization.
For you.
I'm done getting – I can't – listen. Since 1969, bro. I put something out there on Twitter, and I was thanking Joe Namath for what he has done. I'm 61 years old. This organization is trash. It's no good. And like I tell people, even me doing a limo, Woody ain't getting rid of the team. He got too many businesses in New Jersey and all the surrounding areas.
Mm-hmm.
He's never going to sell a team. It'll go to the kids. It'll go to everybody else. But the organization is just terrible. And I just think, I don't know, man. I think it's just a curse. It's got to be something that's on us. It's just that we can't, no matter, we look good on paper for years, our defense look good, offense. It's one thing after another with this organization, like it is. And you know what? They're not going to win the game. Because right now, the players ain't playing hard. You can see that now. They done tune there and go in out, bro. They ain't paying, listen, pay word he's
Yeah,
saying.
But if you listen to Woody says if he was a player, he would listen to him. He would get up for him because he says Aaron Glenn tells you the truth.
Right, but guess what? He had a lot of other coaches too, Woody, and ain't nobody paying nobody attention. And that's the reason why it's like the way it is. That's it. I'm telling you, man, this organization is terrible. We have became the organization like Cleveland Browns and everybody else. We just can't. And you pay these guys all this money, sauce, and all this.
And that's what I said too. They're out this week. Your two guys and Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. You don't have either one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
So as the injuries pile up and you get deeper in the season and you're still fighting for your first win and fighting against the media, it's all bad.
Yeah, but what he knows for a fact is you're still going to pack the stadium. Everybody still want to go there and tailgate and spend all that money, and he's going to keep feeding to the organization. And the organization ain't going to be giving them nothing back. And the players won't. What I wrote was, I didn't mean to say it, but I was just frustrated. I called the New York Jets not the 53-man roster, the 53-ladies roster. So
thanks for the call, Ed. We can't do that anymore. You know, you got to be, you can't do that. It's like when I used to be a Dallas fan and people would troll me like, you're a Cowgirls fan? I'm like, can't say that. That's not, what are you trying to say? You're trying to say girls are lesser than men? What planet are you from? Milton is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Milton?
Man, what's going on, man? I mean, listen, the bottom line is this. This owner is a wussy because he cannot handle hiring a man, a grown, confident, I'm going to take over, move to the side, Woody. Give me the keys, and I'm going to run this organization. He wants, like, every time a first-time defensive – how many times are you going to hire a first-time coach and think it's going to work? I mean, on what planet the definition of insanity is repeating it over and over again, and he keeps doing it. When is he going to hire someone who has experience and can run a whole organization.
He doesn't want that. He doesn't want anyone bringing in their experience from elsewhere into his building and telling him what to do.
Yeah, and then the bottom line, the NFL should just step in and force him to sell the team because he's doing a disservice to these fans that are spending money because he's not bringing in – that's almost like your kids go to school and they don't want to hire teachers that had education. They want to hire young people who are cheaper and are going to listen to you, but they're not going to really help your kids grow. So he's just doing this so he could be in control all the time. He's a control freak. And listen, they have bad luck. We all know that. Listen, it's embarrassing. They don't have their own stadium. I mean, how pathetic is that? That you had an opportunity to make your own stadium, you don't do that. You want to be in Manhattan. You want to be all this and that. You couldn't just make a stadium. You couldn't have your own identity. Nope. You got to share a stadium with the Giants.
Yeah.
And you know,
be second class citizens to the Giants. Yeah.
Listen, when you get these defensive players and they play hard, these guys were playing, they played the last couple of games, but you get discouraged. When you're in the fourth quarter and your team can't even get a field goal, I mean, he's not even kicking this. How do you not take a 3-0 lead? It's almost, and he's smiling after every loss.
He's a rookie coach. He doesn't know.
Exactly.
You can't get points. And like, you know what, Milton? They have nothing to lose. They should be going for everything. They should be going for it on fourth down. They should. When they ran that fake punt in London, I'm like, good. Like, you have nothing to lose. Go for everything you could possibly take.
They don't want to. Yeah. The only thing I could think is maybe it's a conspiracy. Maybe they already, let's just tank. And the thing is, the funny thing about the Jets, they're going to get the number one pick, and there's literally going to be nobody that is a clear-cut number one. They're so foolish. Like, you do this when you got a LeBron James, when you got a clear-cut, you know, Barry Sanders. I'm just saying, giving you an example of, like, a superstar, like a Peyton Manning. You know that, yo, it's worth it.
And that's why I say they set the franchise back, because they're going to lose out. They're going to get the top pick. Let's say they draft Fernando Mendoza. They're not going to be able to properly develop him. They're going to just start him right away. He's going to be ruined, probably not make it through, and then they got to do the whole thing over again in 3-4 years.
Yep, and then Justin Fields. He was playing great. I like the Pittsburgh game. I like his – you know what? He could run. He's not a great throw, but he got
hurt.
He's
athletic. Yeah, and he can make plays, but they don't scheme him right. They don't game plan right around him.
What team – Keith, it's the only team in the NFL for years. They don't use a tight end. Everybody uses their tight end. We never use a tight end. What do we got tight ends for? They don't throw the ball.
Mason Taylor is a rookie. They try. They don't really throw to Jeremy Rucker.
Running, and they run on first down, run play. Second down, run play. It's third down and 8, and what do the Jets do? They do a 5-yard pass. It's just mind-boggling. Like, who? I mean, what? How is it possible that every coordinator you get offensively does the same thing? Like, I don't care if you don't trust him. You're 0-7. Just let it loose. Throw a bomb once in a while. You got Smith, the speed, superstar speed. Meanwhile, he was drafted way too high. Yep. But if you're going to draft him that high, why don't you use him then?
I guess he's going to be the gadget guy or like the Jameson Williams.
What gadgets?
Yeah, they don't run jet sweep, reverse. They don't run the tunnel screen with that kid. I don't know.
Nothing. No screen plays. You know, if your quarterback, all right, listen, your quarterback can't throw the ball, right? He only has a certain amount of time to throw the ball, and he doesn't want to throw it. Throw a quick screen. Where's that? You watch the Kansas City Chiefs. You watch all these other teams. What do they do? Hike, quick screen to the wide receiver, and he gets and block. You know, and as you keep drafting offensive linemen, for what? Why don't you draft playmakers? Where's the wide receivers that can help Wilson?
Because that's the safe bet, right? They don't want to screw up, so they say, let's take tackles back-to-back years, and then that doesn't help you. Tyler Warren was there. If you've seen Tyler Warren with Daniel Jones and the Colts, it's like, how do you not draft Tyler Warren?
All right, let me tell you what I wanted him. I wanted Tyler Warren. Listen, and I could tell you something right now. This Jet fans know this is true. If the Jets made a trade and somehow got the first four picks in the draft, pick 1, 2, 3, and 4 of this draft, I guarantee you the fifth pick will be a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's how bad they draft. They could get the first four picks, and the fifth guy will be a Hall of Famer. They don't know how to scout. Who's scouting for them? I want new scouts.
They have different scouts all the time.
Who are you looking at?
This is a new regime now. And I hope they hire somebody. I hope. I don't know. I was saying go get Chad Pennington because he's been with the organization. I don't know. Vinny Testaverde. They need a quarterback guy to identify the quarterback that they need to draft because it's going to be a tall task for anybody to come in here and take over the Jets franchise at quarterback and lead them, you know, to the promised land. It's going to take a special
you
kid.
You can't bring in a rookie, Keith. You can't start. Look at Sam Darnold. You can't just have these guys just come in and run this back. The reason why you're picking high in a draft is because you suck. So you cannot have a rookie quarterback on a team that sucks. So you let him sit for a year. You get a veteran quarterback like, you know, whoever, even Flacco, even though when he played with us, he sucked. But who you get a guy who could teach him and play for 1 year, and maybe you could bring him in game 8, game 9.
They're about
or
to
maybe
have
the
Russell Wilson.
Year.
They're about to have Russell Wilson next year.
Oh my God, Keith! Listen, it's just pathetic. I mean, I'm a Jet fan, and that kid on the video—it's true. Listen, I apologize to my kids and all my family members that I made Jet fans, but at the same time, we don't give up. We don't, you know, you don't push them to the side because we're loyal. So, you know, it sucks, but I just want to let everybody know
one
that
day.
You know, one day before I die, Keith, I hope it happens.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Milton, that's my dog. That's the cowbell, man. Bleacher Creatures. He was trying to pull me into the Jets fandom. I knew better. And I'm not making a move. I'm a free agent. I'm going to be an NFL fan free agent for the next few years. It is freeing. It is bliss on Sunday. And even going out. You know what I'm about to do next? I'm going to do some content with Mr. Throwback. I know if you're in New York, you guys know Mr. Throwback. He's mad cool. I'm taking all my old Cowboys jerseys to Mr. Throwback, and I'm going to do a little exchange program and get like 4 or 5 new, like any team, any player. I'd like them to be legends, but I need some new jerseys because like the only other alternative jerseys I have in my closet are Michael Vick and Kenny Pickett. So I'm like, I need to go take my – I got a Troy Aikman. I have a Daryl Johnson. I have a Dak. I have a Micah Parsons. I have a Dez Bryant. I'm like, I need to take those to Mr. Throwback and see what I can get. See if I can get a Barry Sanders or a Jerry Rice or something just to rock on Sundays. So when I go out to the bar, I'm incognito, man. It's such a good feeling going to the bar now. And not wearing a Dallas jersey. I had these guys roll up on me, and I'm wearing a Falcons jersey. And they're like, yo, what time the Falcons play? And I knew, this was last week. I'm like, they played the 49ers tonight. And he's like, how long have you been a Falcons fan? I'm like, I'm not. I'm like, I like it down there. I've been in their stadium. They're, you know, they're cool, whatever. I don't have a problem with them. I'm just wearing the jersey. Look at the back. The back is a Vic jersey. And this guy was, I guess, Modelo or something. They had like a beer competition or some beer brand. So he had that on, but his boy had on a Dallas Cowboys Roy Williams jersey, and they're like, "Oh, we're Dallas fans." And I didn't have to say I used to be a Dallas fan. I didn't have to commiserate with them. You know what I told them? You don't have to be. And they're like, "Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that." But you know, Dallas beat the Commanders last week, so Dallas fans do what they do every year. Yeah, look at us, 40 points against the Commanders. Let's see what the Dallas Cowboys look like against the Denver Broncos. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Week 8 slate. We'll take a look at the other games that are scheduled in the NFL. I'll give you my thoughts and opinions on them. I don't really give out picks. You guys know I'm not like that. Like, I didn't give you my NBA, like, who's going to go to final. I always think that's stupid, man. We don't win anything if we're right. And I don't think my opinion is holier than now, where it's like, here's what I see, here's my forecast, and you're never going to be right. I just talk about everything and right now. So when we come back, we'll talk about the Week 8 slate and you know, what I'm expecting. Keith McPherson on the Fan Dial, 888-808-1019. I see there's a World Series call, a Jets call, Knicks, whatever. You know, it's the last 24 minutes I've got. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When you have the NFL season halfway through, when you're starting the NBA season, there's scandal. When, you know, hockey is cooking now, we're, you know, eight games in. We're in the World Series. Like, I don't know, if you're into sports like I am, there are things to clip and news and notes and stuff to add. And I don't even think I got to everything tonight that I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to focus on the main things and what... You know, you guys were calling in on, so, you know, and then obviously me being a nighttime guy, like I'm the first one that gets to speak on the World Series. So that is fun. That is cool. Let's look at week eight slate here. And there's injuries all around. You got to know who's playing and who's not. Like Brock Purdy is still out. Ricky Pearsall got ruled out. They're expecting DeAndre Swift to play. Some guys are limited where you won't obviously know until Sunday. Kareem Hunt limited. Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel, they had full practices. They will be Monday night, the Commanders versus Chiefs, but they got Marcus Mariota as their starting quarterback. Chiefs are going to roll. A.J. Brown, you know, is out. You obviously know Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson are out. Paulson and Deebo is out. I'm trying to see who else is on the injury report is already out. It doesn't matter. Let's go to the games. So week eight, and depending on where you are in your fantasy league, depending on how many hundreds or thousands of dollars you're down in FanDuel, this could be a big week for you. So we'll start with our local teams. I don't think the Jets are, the Jets have been able to hold the Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos to 13 points, but they couldn't score touchdowns. They lose. Holding teams to 13 points in the NFL, you should win those games. I don't think a rested Cincinnati Bengals team with that much firepower and an experienced quarterback like Joe Flacco, I don't think that they're going to hold them to 13 points. They're banged up. Stupid week for the Jets with all that talk. And after all is said and done, more is said than done. So I think the Jets lose. And Cincinnati, you know, you probably tease that 6.5 spread up. Cincinnati definitely covers. Like, they've been trying to get right. I think this is a get-right spot for them and their fans. Back-to-back games in their building after they just beat Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. I don't know if the Eagles will cover that 7.5, but I'm taking the Eagles to win. I just think the Giants can score points and move the ball, and so that makes them a threat. But I can't get the thought out of my mind that, like, the Eagles haven't been swept by the Giants since 2007. 2007, I was a sophomore in college. Like, this has been a long time, bro. It's hard to sweep a team. It's hard to sweep the defending champs. I think the Eagles find a way to win. And I just know with Landon Dickerson back, Jalen Carter back, Quinyon Mitchell back, and if Brandon Graham somehow comes out of retirement and plays, that's a different looking team than you saw the first time on a short week. So give me the Eagles money line there. But I think the Giants could cover that 7.5. You know, they covered the 7.5 last week against Denver. The Dallas Cowboys go to Denver. Denver is 3.5-point favorites. Now, if Jackson Dart could do what he did to that Denver defense, you can bet that Dak Prescott and Schottenheimer and those guys are looking at that tape saying, we can throw on them too. But you got to block them. You got to block them up front. I like Dallas to go in there and get the upset. I think it was just such a big week for Denver to pull that game out last week against the Giants. I don't know if they can do it back-to-back weeks. I think the Cowboys coming off of putting up 40 against D.C., I think the Cowboys go in there and they find a way to win. I just think they're going to score enough points, and I don't know if Bo Nix and that offense is going to be able to do the same. We'll see with the altitude, but I just think, you know, Dak and CD being back and George Pickens and, oh, don't forget about Javonte Williams, revenge game for him going back to Denver. So I like the Cowboys to find a way to win that game. The Dolphins and the Falcons. The Dolphins are dog water. The Falcons aren't that great, but in their building, they're a 7.5-point favorite. That's a lot of points. I think the Falcons find a way to win. Jeff Ulbrich versus that Dolphins, Mike McDaniel and that Dolphins offense. Jeff Ulbrich being the defensive coordinator down there. He's obviously very familiar with them from his time with the Jets, and they obviously can get Bijan and Drake London going. The Browns at the Patriots. The Patriots are definitely going to win this game. Dillon Gabriel's not going to have an easy time going to Foxborough and operating up there. But I do like that Browns defense. Let's see what they do against Drake May. I just think ultimately the Patriots are they're quickly back to being the Patriots, and I think they'll win that game. The Bills and the Panthers. Andy Dalton, no shot. Buffalo Bills, 7.5-point favorites going to North Carolina to face them, and I think the Bills roll them. The Bears and the Ravens. Lamar's not ready to play, right? Lamar was limited. They didn't rule him out, I don't think. But I don't think they expect him to play. He practiced, but he's questionable. Full practice, but questionable. Some people are saying they think he's ready to go. I don't know. I wouldn't play him. But if he does play, that changes a lot. Look for that line to change too. Baltimore is now 7.5-point favorites against the Bears, and I just think that's too much, assuming that Lamar's coming back and they're just going to start cooking his first week back. Maybe the Ravens win with Lamar, but take the Bears to cover there. The 49ers still do not have Brock Purdy. They're going to play a Texans team, but the Texans aren't good. The Texans are only a 1.5-point favorite at home. The 49ers can beat them. Not for nothing, the 49ers are 5-2. They have the better coaches. They do have Christian McCaffrey. Him alone could be enough. Kittle is back. Jennings, Bourne. Yeah, I'm taking the 49ers to beat the Texans. The Texans have been a disappointment. The Buccaneers versus the Saints. Of course, Baker Mayfield rights the ship and gets back right in another indoor game. He lost indoors to the Lions and only put up 9 points. They're going to have a big game. They're going to have a bounce back. 46 points expected in that game. Tampa's -3.5. I'm taking the Buccaneers definitely to cover and maybe even the over. The Titans versus the Colts. Yeah, the Colts are 14.5-point favorites. They are going to smack the Titans in their building. This is our Colts. This is our team. Like, that is one of those games that the Colts are going to run away with. And you can look for Daniel Jones to pad his stats and continue on as the MVP. MVP. Ooh, Packers versus Steelers on Sunday night. Aaron Rodgers got no ill will, but the Packers should have some. The Packers should go in there trying to beat the Steelers. They should be going to try and, like, that defense should be trying to fold up Aaron Rodgers. I think the Packers can go in there and beat the Steelers for sure. So Green Bay is 2.5-point favorites, but that should be a good matchup. It's probably going to be a close game. I'm taking the Packers there. And last but not least, the Commanders and Chiefs. The Commanders will not stand a chance in Arrowhead. The only game on Monday night. Patrick Mahomes got his full complement of receivers back. They're going to light it up. They're 11.5-point favorites. They probably cover that. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's take these calls. Robbie in Lennox is on the fan. Robbie, I saw you in the chat. I didn't get to you there, but thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I got a laugh. So I fell asleep around 9:30 because I was working all day. And get home, but to see they're down 2-0, and then I wake up and then 1-11 to 4. I was happy the Jays won. I can't hate the Dodgers. I go all the way back to the 70s hating the Dodgers. So when, you know, Reggie with the 3 home runs, and so I go way back. But I have to talk about the Jets because the Eric Glenn thing is cracking me up. I mean, I'm sorry, but this guy he's clueless. He's absolutely clueless. He really is. And I can't believe that they hired another defensive guy, an assistant coach. The Jets are so stupid. I mean, at least the Giants, as a fan, at least we got our quarterback, and at least we got some young talent. Now, you know, the interesting thing, Keith, is that people keep saying, well, you know, the Giants have these easy games on their schedule, and they can compete every week. Well, you know what? That's great, but they're not going to win. You know why? Because Brian Daboll is not a good head coach. Can we show all the close games that Brian Daboll has lost over the last few years? Can you see his record? Let's be honest. He's not a good head coach. Some people are coordinators, and some people look at Norv Turner with the Dallas Cowboys. One of them is just terrible.
They're just not
coach,
buttoned
right?
up enough. There's always something that the cracks in their armor always show, and then they find ways to lose.
The Jets are just a joke. I mean, the interesting thing is, you know, my family goes way back with the Jets. I mean, my dad's friend was a dentist for the Jets. I had dinner with Pat Lane, Chuck Ramsey. I met a ton of Jets. I scrimmaged with Klecko and Fields and Buttle and Bruce Harper and, you know, Burgess Owens. So the Jets have been part of my family for years. And my brother's a Jets fan, my nephews, my family. And I think it's embarrassing. And obviously it starts at the top with Woody Johnson. But Aaron Glenn, I really thought he was going to bring something to the table. He's like Ray Handley. He's clueless. You know, and he keeps saying he's going to ax everybody. It's ask, okay, Glenn, all right? What are you, Lizzie Borden, for crying out loud? I mean, I wasn't trying to make fun, but I am. It's like, I'm going to ax you, I'm going to ax you, and ax you.
That's got to be the Texas, that's Southern, I'm going to ax.
The Jets chainsaw massacre. That's what's going to be key. Anyway, boy, I'll just get to the rest of the calls. Thanks, have a good weekend. Maybe we can run to the Yankees game next year. It was funny, I was at the Boston game, and the night they gave up 11, the night Boston scored 11, the night you weren't there. That was the Sunday night game where my girlfriend and I drove down and got home at 2:30 in the morning because they had to change the ESPN game. So, anyway, man, love to have, hopefully Ralphie and I will be back on the air next month, and I'll be on sometime, buddy.
Let me know, Robbie. Thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Aaron Glenn got a little bit of a Texas Southern draw. You just got to say less, bro. Like, that's why Belichick was good. He didn't give you anything, and he won everything. He had a bunch of rings and gave the media nothing. Nothing to play with, nothing to run with. This whole Jets season has been all talk and commentary. Talk is cheap. There's nothing on the field we're talking about. Everything we're talking about with the Jets is now Woody Johnson, Aaron Glenn. It sucks. It sucks for the fans. It's like this is the guy that was hired to lead the Jets into some type of no, he doesn't have a clue. I saw Polymarket Football made a post with Aaron Glenn, and it took off. Top 3 ways to get fired in the NFL. 1, have an affair with a staff member. 2, lose a lot. 3, be a D. They're saying, like, Aaron Glenn is 2 out of 3, and it's only week 8. It's like, this guy is losing and being a hard ass. It's not very becoming. It doesn't look good. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe they beat the Bengals. Doubt it. I think Boomer is out there. I think Boomer's out there in Cincinnati for their, like, Ring of Honor stuff. I think they're putting some people in the Ring of Honor. So Boomer is back as one of the, you know, greatest Bengals of all time and a former Jet. So why not? You know, come back when the Jets are in town to play the Bengals. But, man, they need a win bad. I don't think they've got the bodies. I don't think they've got it to stop Jamar Chase and that offense. And we're gonna be talking about the tankathon. We're gonna be talking about, all right, 0-8. Who you guys want? Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, Tyler Simpson, and I would not, like, it's a revolving, vicious cycle, revolving door of nonsense and a vicious cycle. Like, I don't think anyone thinks that Aaron Glenn and Tanner Engstrand should get a rookie quarterback. If this is the quarterback in Justin Fields that they went out to get, and this is what they've put on the field with him, then I don't think that they should get a rookie quarterback and be trusted to develop that young man and turn him into the franchise. Timber Tony in Montreal. Canada is alive and well in the World Series. They're celebrating tonight.
Yes, they are. And one of the guys that was not poo-pooing the Blue Jays, a guy by the name of Keith McPherson, calling out the Blue Jays for being a demolition crew of small ball hitters, guys that get on base. And tonight, did they ever blow up the big, bad L.A. $700 million Dodgers? And you know what, Keith? It just goes to prove you that you can be a $25 million or $100 million or $700 million. It doesn't matter. When it comes time to produce, you got to produce under pressure. And look at what Varsho did tonight. Look at what Barger did tonight. First time pinch hit home run in the World Series ever. Yeah. And you know what? That's a team. They're like sharks. They smell blood and they keep going and they don't stop. And they got a great leader. He is, by far, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the best 26-year-old baseball player on the planet today. That doesn't mean he's the best baseball player, period. I think Freddie Freeman is an amazing baseball player. You know what I think of Judge.
Yeah, but he's definitely better than Juan Soto, because Juan Soto is also 26. I see what you're getting at.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying. So-so is so-so. Anyway, all I'm going to say is this, okay, that the Blue Jays deserve tonight. They are the David Goliath. And you know what? In Montreal, everybody is saying the following, that the Blue Jays are going to get smashed. You know, of course, it's Montreal and, you know, Toronto rivalry.
Sure.
But you got to give kudos. You got to give kudos to, like, great athletes. Like, come on. You know, when I see the Vladimir Guerrero Jr., I see the Expos through his dad in the 94 team that was, like, 52-14, and they declared a strike, right? So, you know what? When Vlad Jr. is praying up to the sky, I think he's saying, Dad, I'm doing this for you.
Yeah, and his dad love is, a guy his dad like is there with his mom. They got good camera time, and Vladdy Jr. has been quoted saying he wants to win a World Series to give that ring to his dad to, like, you know.
I think he does. But you got to love that, Keith. You got to love that. You're an athlete,
yeah,
right?
And I also am a father, and I cannot imagine my son being like, I'm going to follow in your footsteps and finish the job. Like, that's amazing. So, like, you know.
Well, just understand that my dad was a professional boxer, okay? And he taught me toughness, okay, and how to play on the field and to play for a team. But when you play for a team like that, and you know you've played football, That's a team-oriented sport. You got to play for the entire unit. And if there's one guy that loves himself too much, it destroys the chemistry. We got one massive Blue Jay. And you know what? This series, L.A. and Toronto, is a microcosm of just a baseball game, but it's a macrocosm of what happened between the United States and Canada in the Four Nations Cup. And it's going to happen again, because now you got 40 million Canadians going, we want to support this. And Keith, I don't want to get into politics, but when you say we're going to take over your country and you're going to be the 51st, you got almost 40 million Canadians going, you know what? We're going to show them exactly what we did. And remember one thing, the Toronto Blue Jays are an amalgamation of Americans, Canadians, because Vlad's a Canadian, Dominicans, Venezuelans, and, you know, Japanese. We have a whole, but they are adopted
IKF,
Canadian
Hawaiian,
team.
Right?
Right, and you know what? You're gonna another thing that you're saying about football. Okay, any coach, I've been through NCAA hockey. Okay, our coaches were people that were communicators, like you are a communicator. That's why the people in Toronto love you, because they say you can communicate. You're a host, but you're also entertainment. And this guy, he's 7-0, and he's kicking your behinds in New York, and he's nobody. And you know what? He's getting away with it because he thinks he's going to last. He won't last another season. Because if Keith McPherson, you don't like him, that means he has not passed the test. And that guy is not going to last.
And
when
I
you
did
tell
like
people,
him.
I'm not going to listen to you guys, and I'm not going to tell you who I'm starting, is that childish or not?
Yeah.
You're getting, what, $1 million a year?
It's so disappointing. Thanks for the call, Tony. I just got to get the last word in before they hit the back music on me. I am disappointed in Aaron Glenn. I thought it was going to work. I thought he knew the market. I thought because he was here, he wouldn't take this approach. I thought because he played, because he helped rebuild Detroit, he had the blueprint on how to do it for the Jets. Silly me. Woody Johnson exists. And the Jets are going to continue to be the Jets. But yeah, being 0-7, please be humble or continue to be humbled. All right. That's my show. That's all I've got, man. I mean, I got to go home and go to bed and then wake up and then drive into the city. If you have a little guy and you're awake right now, you're probably not going to go, but I'm reading to some young kids. I've got a book reading at Bang & Olufsen, 540 Madison Ave. So I've got to go home, go to bed, and my son doesn't care. He'll be screaming at 7 a.m., so I'll try and get like 4 hours of sleep, and then I got to go give back and read to the kids. Thanks for listening to my show. Hoff is coming up next. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.